office that Trisha and you and Tim living by the experience that we also have in our caucus. Entering the group, stuck on the role of deputy for a year. That fits the plan that I have over the next 3 years, and the first year of that plan is that I maximise my time out and about in New Zealand to talk to New Zealanders. So I will be in Parliament sometime, but I will maximise the time I have out and about. And I need to know I have a deputy back here with experience who can take charge at home and look after it while I'm at the office, and someone with whom I have a good, close, trusting relationship and can keep me in contact with what's going on. The person we have, Grant Robertson, has agreed to take on the finance role. Grant is one of the intellectual powerhouses of our caucus, and that's a portfolio that requires it. He'll also be assisted by David Clark, equally an intellectual powerhouse, but our caucus is nearly his own right, of course, and they will make up a pretty formidable team. I'm confident about that. And that's sort of by way of introduction, the main thing I wanted to point out, the deputy taking questions that you've got.
Anything
averaging deputy, don't actually want to be a deputy fund. I want to, as I've said, that the allocations that I've made this time are in place for a year, guaranteed for a year, and I'm going to do a full formal review after that year. The deputy role will change. This is about making sure that we take the opportunity this far out from an election to develop the next generation of talent, to nurture them, and to give opportunities for people to take on some quite challenging roles to be stretched, and that's what can happen. After that review, we'll see what we do with the lineup, but the aim is that at the end of this year, we put together our lineup that's going to take us into 2017.
There's been a lot of discussion about presenting a fresh face for Labor. Some may argue that Anna Ken is not fresh face.
Anna Ken is very energetic and hugely competent, and she's sort of watched the TV through. When you look at the fullness of the lineup, you look at the front bench and the mid benches, you'll see that there are reasonably recent arrivals who have been given opportunities because I have confidence in their capabilities and their competencies, and I know they'll be a good team.
Grant Robertson, especially with finance, he doesn't have a big finance background, so you get some consideration,
isn't it? Well, we currently have a Minister of Finance who's degree in English. We get a previous finance minister whose degree has been in history. What we need is intellectual competence and capability, and Grant has that in spades.
Grant's also
backed
the capital gains tax, the significant changes mind on that, given your views.
Well, we're having a review of all policies that is underway, and we'll make those decisions together. I made my position clear. I think the critical thing we will be doing is reviewing and revising our strategies going into the election for 2017, and we will have a winning campaign for 2017.
Why
is this really tough to get away from this thing about, I'm only 22 and not 21, and an artificial sense of competition. I think what is most important is that every caucus member, given their length of service here, has responsibilities or a responsibility that they can make their own and shine and develop themselves in. I think the main thing to look at is how people perform with the responsibilities they've got. So ranking is fairly important, and this is also about creating a culture where we're not competitive with each other, we're competitive with our opponents across the aisle.
The last four ratings have been positive.
No, they are, that's about actually offering some dignity to those who have served the party well in their leadership roles. They are ranked, they have responsible portfolio allocation. They are crucial to the development process that we have. They are a bit of an anchor to the caucus. They will dispense their experience and their wisdom. They'll be performing in their own team. But no, they'll be a very core group, and they're represented there as a matter of dignity for those who have served in a senior role in the party.
Do you consider Grant as a deputy?
I consider a range of people as deputy, and we now have a deputy, and that's the decision that's been taken.
People like Jason Cosgrove
and Sidney Rosen have said that you're quite nice. Why not? Listen, not everybody can be on the front bench. They are unranked. They are part of that team of people who have responsibilities, important responsibilities, to help bring and get the party through. And I've been seeing over the next 3 years, so they have important responsibilities. That's the important thing that they've got. Not at all. We want to grow our caucus numbers, not shrink them, so they are part of the caucus of 32. I'd like them after 2013 to be part of the caucus of 54 if we can. Well, Kelvin, I think, is one of the ones I've identified as a potential star, or in fact a star right now. He's putting up a good fight for his seat, winning seat. He has a very good, solid set of values, good lad values, taking on some difficult issues. He has a particular interest in campaigning hard on issues of sexual and domestic violence, which is one of the curses we suffer from. So he's got responsibility, and he'll be there leading that fight from the front bench.
You've got three quite lanes in focus. Is there a worry given the
Well, yeah, I'm not living in Wellington. I spend most of my time out of Wellington. That's what I do. And this is about, talking to and listening to New Zealanders as we go through that recognition exercise. I know that all these people are going to do
it. So I've seen the top three as being that way, Wellington folks.
Well, the leadership of the party isn't just the three. It's the front bench there of 10, and we've got a part of mid-bench package of 17, and the total caucus of 32. It's everybody working together. Everybody will be part of it.
In the
998
and number 4, what has changed about these issues been coming up through the ranks and been along with you over the other time? What's changed recently, apart from the leadership conflicts that have been outbreaking before and looking around?
Well, she's, Nanai has proved herself both in the election campaign and winning extra narratives and being a good campaigner and a good coordinator. So she's come up, she'll lead our way in minor development. She will also have a crucial role to play in preparing for the 2017 general election campaign. Listen again, there's always going to be disappointments. Not everybody can be in those top slots. What I'll try to do is make sure that we start to develop those, the more recent arrivals. We've done that. Lewis is still a valued member of the caucus. She's got some important responsibilities. She will put herself in those as well as she can. She's a great campaigner. She will develop her authority in the role that she's got in the campaign she puts up. I'm going to be talking to MPs about retirement. My ambition at this point is to grow the numbers in our caucus. If there are to be discussions about those issues, then I'll be able to let her. I'm making the decisions about what I'll do in the next election. You'll notice that I haven't taken on any significant portfolios. I intend to act in a bit of a chairman of the board role for the next year or so. And as I go about campaigning, leading the conversation with New Zealanders, being part of that reconnection exercise, and I'll review that and consider that when I come up to the review in a year's time. We value their contribution and we value the work and the achievements they made in the last election and indeed before that. And this is about sending a signal that we need a front bench and a type of mid-bench package that is as reflective and representative of New Zealand as possible, which is the undertaking I've got.
Have you been
looking at previous ratings and things that have been discussed? I've been looking at previous ratings. I've been working on my own, and I think this reflects what I want to achieve, which is a lineup that is as reflective and representative of New Zealand as possible.
Have you been putting
around
your
influence
portfolio for the
next
election?
Well, we've got some pretty powerful women in very senior roles, taking up very senior responsibilities, kind of people only with social development. And it can help. We take seriously women's issues, and we've got a great team of senior Labour women now in senior responsibilities. I've given up trying to explain to myself what Ian Mooney thought he was doing. It was a complete failure of judgment. I think a dereliction of duty, which is why I've made the call I have, that he should be stood aside, given an investigation into how he is, he came up with that decision.
Have you got a thing on the
Well, I think there's enough here to raise very serious questions about his judgment in that role. His primary duty is to uphold the highest possible standards in the public service. He hasn't done his own actions demonstrate that he's not capable of doing it. That's going to be the question to be looked at. That's a matter now for the ministers, but they keep taking responsibility for it. Well, it's nice that the Prime Minister has changed his position after considerable public debate about just how bad the judgment call was on Ben Reed's part. He hasn't made any mistakes in the past, in my view, and I'd like to call the events surrounding the Poor Redstock inquiry into the alleged leaked report and how a senior public servant was frankly hung out to dry and was treated in an appalling way, and the State Service Commissioner, in my view, failed to do his job, which was to ensure that senior public servants dealt with properly and fairly.
Do we have to do something
about
inquiry about
what's going on with the State Service Commission? I think the question that arises is whether the State Service Commission and perhaps other parts of the public service have been politicised by this government. That would be a very slippery, dangerous step to go down. People will reflect on that and people will form their own judgment.
Do you think there is a case here that he really has done favours for the government down the years, and you know, they're
going
to give
him
a free pass
because
he's
done
that before?
Well, I am that's my sort of view about it, though I don't make those judgments. What I do judge him on is what happened with those events recently over the Syria issue and complaints about sexual harassment, and I just cannot conceive of how you would ever think that allowing somebody about whom you just decided to commit serious misconduct should be allowed to run a press conference. It's just biggest belief.
What about the situation with Andrew Kibblewhite? Do you think we need to find out more about why Andrew
Kibblewhite
was at
this
press conference?
Well, I'm curious to know why the head of the Prime Minister's cabinet would be at a farewell press conference for somebody about whom an allegation of serious misconduct has been upheld. I think there is a question about
it.
Well, he reports to the Prime Minister, and he's very much the Prime Minister's responsibility. The Prime Minister should be honest.
Not that Reid nor Kibblewhite
get
an interview. Do you think they should
front up
first?
Well, I think the public, those who care about standards in the public service are entitled to an explanation. If they choose not to front up publicly, at least then let there be some sort of investigation or inquiry. Let's have a senior lawyer or a senior retired judge conducting interviews and investigations and find out how that judgment call was made on both their parts. Because I cannot find an explanation for it.
Do you think
they're
worried to look at the role of Paul Bennett as well as the Minister for State Services? What she actually knew, she said she didn't know that Gary Gaunt's conference, and the Reid seems to think that he's looking at the role as well.
Well, she's a minister, and if the No Surprises policy is a meaningful policy, then we ought to know whether or not she was advised. If she didn't know, what she did to advise against it, and she didn't know, then why she didn't know. I've got a full staff complement at the moment. I've been dealing with caucus issues at the moment. I'm sorry to get my pictures hung on the wall. I'm sure we'll get through the deal with caucus issues. We'll get on to other issues after that.
You mentioned
that
on the weekend,
potential for the world change. What are you talking about? A general view I just think you raised is when you look at our tech system and the fairness of it, clearly there is an issue about broadening the tech space. That's part of the review that I think we need to conduct when we look at the policies we put up and through the tech against it. I have no further developed views about how to depart from that, but clearly broadening the tech space is an issue that we have to examine. Well, you know, the big review, it's not top of the list at the moment because we've got other priorities, but I imagine throughout the year, the review will be well underway. Equally, it's not something we want to kind of hang around the edge of 2017. We do want to be clear about some of our main policy platforms far enough out from the election that we can talk to New Zealanders about it and get them to understand what we stand for. But that work is underway, and when we are ready to confirm or indicate how we've revised our view, then we will do so.
How will you judge the success of your
well, you know, we'll conduct that review. We'll look at achievements made, we'll look at issues raised. We'll look at impact on the government. So a range of factors will come into it, and I'll be sitting down with all caucus members over the next couple of weeks, going through their portfolios, asking them to identify a couple of goals or objectives they want to achieve, and that'll form the basis of how we look at their performance in a year's time.
Will
they
support the share price
indication? Well, I personally haven't had a chance to have a good look at it. It was released in the public arena yesterday. We were offered a briefing about it, but still haven't had that. We're still waiting for the case to be made about why, you know, the 48-hour warrant surveillance should be in place, or why we should extend the suspending of passports for up to 3 years. You know, there may well be a case for it. I don't know, but the case hasn't been made to us, so we are keen to see that information before we commit to the legislation. Well, we're waiting for the government to give us the information they said they would in terms of a briefing explaining why they want the legislation. They said they would do that before they released it publicly. They've now released it publicly. We're still waiting. We've got, I guess, a day or so to go. I'm very sceptical about the rush with which they wish to pass it, but let's see what happens in the next
answer.
Well, let's see what the argument for it is. We've seen what the legislation is. We haven't seen a case either for agency or for justifying the legislation.
When
do
you
think
the senior rep and junior rep
are in the Senate? Both the senior rep and junior rep are on the front bench. There will be front bench meetings, and the current front bench meetings are not going to be extended from the House. We're going to crawl along, so there needs to be a third reserve, because they're ready to perform a very important task. Otherwise, we'll have caucus
members.
I mean, I look cheap, yeah. But when the front bench meeting is called, of course, they will be there, and we need something to look after our members in the House. I haven't detected any problems so far, and I don't anticipate any from now. Yes, and I think that's enough of what I've said to you about their roles. We've got the next 3 weeks to get our feet under our respective tables and desks and get underway in the remaining part of the year, but I'm confident that the caucus now has a very clear understanding of what we want to achieve, where we have to go, where we need to be in 2017. Well, I've got lots of suspects that are ready to form in staff, the night floor will be hard, but we'll be out from here. No one can hear me do a thing like that. And I think we'll respond to sun ourselves. The front bench, the number 10, means that everybody by the whoops are on the physical front bench. The whoops are on the mid bench.